The Dress by Kate Kerrigan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Niall, Leo and Tomo. It is amazing how complete is the delusion that beauty is goodness. Leo Tolstoy. Prologue. Ireland, 1935. The schoolmaster found the boy collapsed against a stone wall at the side of the road. His nose was smashed and bloody, and his right eye so swollen that he could barely see out of it.
Dear God, Francis, what happened to you?
The boy looked at him and shrugged. His eyes were defiant, angry.
Your father?
John Conlon held out his hand to help the child up, but Francis waved him away and forced himself to stand alone. His legs were shaking. He had taken some battering that morning. His father had caught him unawares and dragged him from the bed. To stop himself from crying, Francis reminded himself that he had fought back and given his father as good as he got. It was the first time he had stood up to his father, and that was how Francis knew it was time for him to leave. The last thing Francis wanted was his teacher's pity. He was a man of 15. He could look after himself now. John held out a handkerchief, and he took it.
I'm leaving anyway,
he said, wincing slightly as he put the cotton square up to his nose to stem...